The tram is late, but I've stopped checking the schedule. That's the first sign you've stopped being a tourist here. You accept that the tram will come when it comes, and you use the waiting time to watch the city do its thing. A woman in front of me is arguing with someone on her phone about a package, waving her free hand like she's conducting an invisible orchestra. A kid in a school uniform, August, yes, but some kids have summer school, is kicking a stone against the curb. The sun is already high, but there's a breeze off the Sava that makes the 28 degrees feel almost civilized. This is my last full day in Zagreb, and I'm not going to waste it running around. I'm going to let the city set the pace. My list for today is short. Coffee at Kwawa, a proper one, the kind I've been meaning to do since I got here. A last walk through Dolak Market to pick up something for the road. And then the big one. I'm going to figure out the train situation for the coast. I've been talking about the slow descent down to the Adriatic for days now, and it's time to make it real. The woman at the tourist office in the main square told me the summer schedule has extra trains to split and that I can get a ticket at the main station, but I also heard from a guy at the HT store that it's cheaper to book online. I'll figure it out. For now, coffee. Kwawa is tucked on a side street off Ilika, and it's the kind of place that makes you feel like you've stumbled into a secret. The barista knows my order now, flat white, no sugar, which is either a good sign or a sign that I've been here too much. I pay for the coffee and a slice of something lemony, and it comes to about 4 euros, which is on the higher end for Zagreb, but worth it for the quiet and the quality. I sit by the window and watch the trams rattle past, their wires humming. The construction on Zvonimirova is still going, and the number 7 tram is still detouring through Branimirova, Drasko Viseva, and Vlaska. I've learned to just check the ZED app and go with it. It's part of the rhythm now. After coffee, I walk up to Dolak. The market is in full swing, the red umbrellas a bright contrast against the gray sky. I'm looking for something to take on the train, something that won't spoil in the heat. I stop at a stall run by a woman who's been here since before I arrived, I think. She's got apricots, plums, and the last of the sour cherries. I buy a kilo of apricots and a small jar of honey. The whole thing sets me back about 5 euros. I also pick up a loaf of bread, still warm, from a bakery stall near the cathedral side. The cathedral is still wrapped in scaffolding, the repair work from the 2020 earthquake dragging on. You get used to it, the way you get used to the tram deaters. It's part of the city's face now. I sit on a bench near the stone gate and eat one of the apricots. The flesh is sweet and messy, and I have to wipe my hands on a napkin I'm glad I grabbed. A few tourists are posing for photos in front of the gate, and I watch them with a kind of fond detachment. I remember doing that myself just a week ago, but it feels like longer. The stone gate has a small chapel inside, and through the open door, I can see a woman lighting a candle. I don't go in. It feels private, like not something to observe. Instead, I finish my apricot and check the time. I have a train to catch. The main station, Glavny Kolodvor, is a grand Austro-Hungarian pile that still manages to feel functional. I join the queue at the ticket window, and when it's my turn, I ask for a one-way to split for tomorrow. The clerk, a man with a mustache that looks like it's been there since the 70s, tells me the fastest train takes about 5.5 hours and the cost is around 25 euros. He also mentions there's a night train, but it sells out fast. I thank him and buy the ticket. It's not the cheapest option, the bus is probably a few euros less, but I want the window seat, the slow roll through the mountains, the first glimpse of the sea. I pay in cash, count the euros carefully, and pocket the ticket. From the station, I walk to the nearby kiosk to check the ZD app for the next tram. The app tells me the 6 is coming in 4 minutes, and I decide to take it to Zrinjevac. The tram arrives, and it's not one of the new air-conditioned ones. It's one of the old ones, the ones they park during the summer heat because the windows don't close properly. But it's not that hot, and the breeze from the open windows feels good. I ride a few stops, just to feel the city slide by. A group of teenagers gets on, loud and laughing, and I smile. This is the version of Zagreb I'll remember. Not the landmarks, but the moments. Zrinjevac Park is doing what it does best on a Friday. It's filling up. The music pavilion is set for tonight's open-air dance, and I can hear the band tuning up, a stray trumpet note floating through the trees. I find a spot on a bench near the fountain and just sit. The sound of the water is calming. I dig into my bag and pull out the bread I bought, tearing off a piece. It's still good, slightly stale, but perfect with a smear of the honey. I'm not hungry, but I want to taste the city one more time. The honey is dark and floral, and it makes me think of the lavender fields in Istria, which I'll see in a few days. I close my eyes and let the sounds wash over me. The fountain, the distant tram bell, the murmur of conversations in Croatian. A dog barks somewhere. A kid laughs. This is what I came for, I think. Not the sights, but the living. And then I remember something a friend told me before I left. When you move somewhere, you don't fall in love with the place. You fall in love with the rhythm of your days there. I haven't been here long, but I think I'm starting to get it. Later, I walk to La Struck for a final lunch. It's become my default spot for Struckli, the cottage cheese pastry that's a Zagreb specialty. I order the savory version with cheese and sour cream, and it arrives hot, the pastry crisp at the edges. It costs about 9 euros, including a side salad. I eat slowly, savoring it. The place is busy, mostly locals on their lunch break, and I feel like I fit in. No one looks at me like I'm a tourist anymore. Or maybe they do, and I just don't care. Either way, it feels right. After lunch, I walk to the bookshop on Bogovasiva to pick up a guide to the Dalmatian coast, even though I know I'm probably past the point of needing one. It's a habit, buying a book wherever I go. I flip through it and see a photo of this, the island where I'll end up. It looks like the kind of place where time slows down, where the days are measured by the boat schedule and the sun's position. I'm ready for that. But first, there's one more thing I want to do. I want to see the city from above, to get a sense of the geography I've been living in for the past week. I take the funicular up to Lautrescheck Tower. It's one of the shortest funicular rides in the world, and it still costs just over a euro. At the top, I pay the small fee to climb the tower and step out onto the platform. The view is spread out below me. The red roofs of the upper town, the twin spires of the cathedral, the green horseshoe of parks in the lower town, and in the distance, the hazy outline of Medvednica. I can see the train station where I'll be tomorrow morning, and the road that leads south, toward the coast. I stand there for a long minute, letting the city arrange itself in my mind. As I descend, the cannon on the tower fires its noon shot, loud and startling, as it has done since the 19th century. I laugh, because even when you know it's coming, it still gets you. I walk back down to the lower town, the sound still ringing in my ears. I stop at a bench near the Museum of Broken Relationships. I still haven't been inside, but maybe on the next visit. And I pull out my phone to double-check my train ticket for tomorrow. It's there, confirmed. I also make a note to check the ferry schedule from Split to Vis, because I've heard it only runs a few times a week in summer, and I don't want to be stuck. The evening has turned cool, the overcast sky giving way to a faint pink glow in the west. I head back to Zrinjevac Park for the dance. The band is playing something with a brass section that makes people of all ages get up and move. I join the edge of the crowd, just watching, not really dancing. A woman next to me, maybe 70, grabs my hand and pulls me into the circle. I go with it, laughing. We shuffle and spin, and for a moment, I'm not a resident or a tourist. I'm just someone dancing in a park in Zagreb on a summer evening, with no place else to be. Later, when the music winds down and the crowd thins, I walk home the long way, through Banjalasic Square, past the statue of the Ban on his horse, and up to my rented flat. The keys turn in the lock, the door opens, and the quiet room house wraps around me. I put the apricots on the counter, the honey next to them, and I get a glass of water. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I'm not leaving forever. This is the last full day in Zagreb, but it feels less like an ending and more like a beginning. The coast is waiting. But so, I suspect, is this city in some future version of my life. I stand at the window, looking at the lights of the city, and I raise my glass.
Dobar dan, Zagreb.
Until the next time. Tomorrow, the train's out. It'll be a long ride, but I'm ready for it. I've got a ticket in my pocket, a bag full of apricots and honey, and a head full of the sounds and smells of the last week. I'm not the same person who landed here 8 days ago. And that's exactly the point of all of this. The tram is late, but I've stopped checking the schedule. Thank you for listening. Good night from Zagreb.